What's up, fellas? So, a couple videos ago, I made a video about the money looks status debate, or whatever the case may be. And so today, I wanted to make a video about internal attributes, all right? Because when I talk about looks, money, status, and all that type of stuff right there, guys, all those are external attributes, all right? So those are what will attract the woman. All right, that just gets your foot in the fucking door, guys. All right, unless a woman just got crazy high initial interest on you and you don't do nothing to lower it, then that'll be good enough. And what I mean by that is, let's say a woman sees you as a drop dead 10. All right, she just sees you as a 10. And this, by the way, guys, is how you get one night stands at the club, guys. A woman just sees you as a 10 and that's when you can get one night stands. All right, you don't do nothing in that little short time to lower it. That means that she had a high external interest in you, something, the way you dress, look, your muscles, your face, something external, maybe your status, and she wanted to fuck you off of just that, and you did nothing in that short period of time to lower it, all right? And that's good and dandy, guys, but we all know that this is going to be a very small percentage of women. Maybe 5% of the women in your life you're going to sleep with are going to be like this. The other times, guys, you're going to need these internal attributes, all right? So I wanted to make a thorough video breaking this down, ranking the most important internal. This ain't show, all right? This is shit that you show a woman see what you got once she start dating you, all right? So y'all guys going to the gym, you getting jacked. You guys are watching my man Kevin Samuels' channel and you learning how to improve your fashion and you are on your purpose, so you're improving your finances or whatever the case may be, and you guys are making friends and improving your social circle and stuff like that. That's good, guys. Congratulations. But guess what? It only gets your foot in the door 99.9% of the times. All right? Most of the other times, guys, it won't get you the ass. All it gonna do is get you a date or get you a phone number. That's it. The other times, you gonna have to charm the fucking panties off. Alright? So the first thing, far and foremost, guys, number one is gonna be seductive. Guys, you guys have got to learn the importance of seduction. That's gonna be your tonality. That's your voice pitch, how you talk. Do you know how to talk in a sexy voice? All right, do you know how to bring that shit down? The mouthpiece, what are you saying out your fucking mouth? And you know, some of you guys creep me the fuck out, because I swear for God, when I post this video, some asshole gonna come in the comment section and want me to goddamn break down seduction even more, like I'm supposed to sit on this fucking camera and make out with my fucking self and sweet talk with my fucking self. All right, guys, use a little common sense. Y'all guys have seen enough guys smooth talking and shit like that. I'm not finna sit on here and seduce my goddamn self, all right? I swear for God, I think some of you guys think I'm finna get on this goddamn camera and seduce and try to fuck my goddamn self, all right? That shit ain't happening, guys. Use some common sense. Tonality, sexy tone, voice, mouthpiece. What are you saying out your mouth? Is it sexy? Is it charming, all right? A lot of it, guys, gonna be the pitch of voice, all right, guys? Eye contact, seducing them with your eyes. The way you make eye contact, it not only shows confidence, guys, which is very attractive to a woman, showing a woman your confidence, stuff like that, but you seduce a woman with your eye. This is sexual body language, all right? Just looking at a woman directly, don't even fucking blink. You hold them, you look just like this, yo. Fuck, you just, don't even blink, nothing, all right? Don't hardly breathe. You stare. That's seductive, guys. I don't want to get carried away. I don't want y'all guys staring at no girl like that. But y'all guys get what I mean. Direct eye contact. Shit like that, guys. So y'all guys got to know how to learn to be seductive, man. That is what's going to get the panties off, guys. All right. And seductive is not just about being in the bedroom, guys. If you were with your girl in a grocery store and you know how to hold that tonality, guys. All right. That's, you know, just know how to go over there and get them grapes for daddy. All right. Just smack on the ass. Go over there and get them grapes for daddy. Alright, y'all see how my voice went like that sexy pitch? Alright, guys, all of this right here keeps the woman in her feminine energy, keeps her sexy for you, keep her submissive to you, guys. Alright, keeps her in a respectful way. That's the way y'all guys have got to learn how to be, guys. Alright, the next thing, guys, goes without a shadow of doubt. I think I've been preaching this enough. Masculine frame. Alright, the masculine frame, guys, is what's going to get the woman to respect you. Alright, guys, listen, what I tell you guys. Sex, is a woman submitting to you. Her opening her legs or her getting on her knees or whatever the case may be, she's in a submissive position. If a woman can't respect you, she can't submit to you. All right? I know y'all guys want to be walking around and you want to be with your girl like she's your best friend and give fist bumps and all this other shit, guys. It don't work like that. This is your woman. You need to hold a cool, calm, masculine frame. Now, all right? Now, one thing I keep coming up with is humor, which is the next one, guys. Humor is the next one. But the one thing that keeps coming up with the masculine frame is guys don't misunderstanding what I'm saying about being funny and stuff like this right here. Well, guys, if you have humor and a masculine frame, guys, that's basically charisma. All right, guys? That's why only so amount of people have it. All right? Because everybody ain't funny. All right, some of you motherfuckers think you're funny, you're not funny. All right, you go on a date and you try to be funny, and maybe the girl's laughing because, you know, she finds you attractive, whatever the case may be. Because I told you guys, attraction level covers everything. If a woman finds you attractive and you're cracking jokes, well, then it's going to be funny. But if she don't find you attractive, well, it's not going to be funny. All right, so that's the thing with that. If you have humor and a masculine frame, guys, that is what we call charisma. All right, unfortunately, everybody doesn't have humor. All right, you think you do. Some of you motherfuckers need to cut the shit out. All right, some of you motherfuckers. And here's the thing. If a woman has a high enough attraction in you and you have a masculine frame, but let's say you're not funny, you're going to be what we call cool. You smooth. All right, if you have a masculine frame and you're not funny, and a woman doesn't have a high enough attraction in you, you bored. Alright? A lot of the shit that go on with you guys, which y'all don't understand with women, man, is attraction level dictates a lot of the shit that goes on, guys. Alright? Attraction level is paramount. A lot of you guys don't seem to understand that. Alright? If you go on these dates and you trying to crack jokes and shit like that, holding a masculine frame, by the way, alright? And you cracking jokes and she has a high enough interest in you, you're gonna be like the funniest thing since Red Fox. You crack those same jokes and she don't have a high interest in you, you're going to be the corniest motherfucker walking the earth, guys. All right? So that's the thing with that, guys. So those are the internal attributes, guys, that you must have. You don't have to have humor. All right? You don't have to have humor. But if you don't have it and you have a masculine frame, have a masculine frame without humor, if she don't have high enough attraction in you, you're going to come across as boring. So you need to make sure that you're at least good at communicating. As holding a conversation, guys. Alright? So you guys need to make sure you're very good at holding a conversation if you're not funny. Because if a woman don't have high enough attraction in you and you hold a masculine frame, she can very easily take you as boring. But you hold that same masculine frame and don't hardly say shit and she has a high enough attraction in you, you the coolest motherfucker since the funds. Alright, guys? So that's how that works, guys. Those are internal attributes that you must have. The ones I would call that paramount, the ones you need, is masculine frame and seductive. And guys, you can't seduce a masculine female, all right, or a woman with low interest. It cannot happen, all right? And the reason why I put seduction as the most important, because that's what we're here for. We're here to fuck, all right? I'm not about going out just having a masculine frame with a bunch of females, all right? I'm about fucking. Seduction is usually the last step before fucking, guys. Alright, so if a woman has low interest or is in her masculine frame, you can't seduce them. Alright, they're not going to cooperate. Alright, it don't work that way. You can only seduce a woman who has high interest in you or is in a feminine frame, which is going to be paramount to why you must have a masculine frame. It's amazing how all this shit is dictated off attraction level or interest level. Alright, guys, look at what I just said. If a woman has low interest in you, she's either going to be in her masculine frame or she's going to be displaying low interest indicators. All right? You can't seduce nobody like that. How you going to seduce somebody who don't even want to be that close to you like that? You can only seduce somebody that once you've gotten their interest level up high enough, which is going to create feminine energy, by the way. When a woman's interest level gets high enough, guys, she gets more and more feminine. I've told you guys more than one time, if you want to know what a woman's interest level is, just look how feminine she is. All right? Is she talking like a dude or is she talking like a woman? All right? Look how she dressing. Is she dressing like a dude or is she dressing like a woman? Do when she come see you, do she wear jeans all the fucking time? Or do she put on a dress and shit sometimes? Do she take care into her appearance? Alright, all these are indicators of what a woman interest level is. When a woman interest level start getting low enough, she start moving more and more in her masculine energy. She start caring less about her appearance. And when a woman attraction level is high, she takes you, and she don't want you to see her without looking sexy, guys. Alright? When a woman starts losing interest and shit like that, watch how she start dressing down and down and down and down. Even if y'all are in the house, even if y'all don't go out that much, when a woman has high interest in you, she's still going to put some effort into her appearance. And as soon as her interest level start dropping, she'll start coming over there in pajamas and all sweatpants and all this other shit. Not saying that you still ain't fucking her, but it done came down a little bit. She probably don't even know she doing it. But she ain't putting that effort into you seeing her sexy all the time. All right, guys? So you guys need to pay attention to that. But that's the main thing with that, guys. You can't seduce a masculine bitch, and you can't seduce a woman that got low interest. It can't happen. All right? You have to raise a woman's interest up to the point to where you can even seduce her. All right, guys? So that's the thing on that. The next thing I wanted to talk about, guys, was I had a guy say, and this is y'all guys going to see this sometimes when women, you know, want to bullshit around. She asked him, so what are your plans for tonight? Alright, and some of you guys will get that if y'all guys invite a girl over, you haven't fucked or some shit like that, and she'll ask you some shit like that. Guys, that's a shit test. Alright, that's a shit test. And like I told you guys, women like plausible deniability. Alright, they don't want to take account for none of their shit. And also, guys, women want to be seduced. Don't come up with this direct bullshit. Alright, listen. Just tell the woman, she gonna come over, y'all gonna have some drinks and watch TV. And make your fucking move. Alright, you don't have to be so fucking blunt about it. You ain't gonna get some fucking medal just because you was blunt about it. Alright, if the woman is coming over your fucking house, you know that means that she pretty much wanna fuck, guys. Alright, if a woman wanna waste your time, she'll wanna go out so she can waste your money with it. Alright, or talk on the phone. Y'all guys got to start thinking about shit. If I want to just waste your non-sexual attention, well, I either want to talk on the phone or I want to go out in public and do something. All right? I don't want to be a woman. When a woman don't see y'all as a sexual being, she don't want to be somewhere with you that you can make a move. All right? This is why women want to go on dates with friends and shit like this or whatever. Come to my women, you ain't fucked yet. Not women that you done fuck. But this is why women want to go on dates with friends and shit like this. This is why women tell you no, they don't want to come back to your house. Because you haven't raised her interest level to the point to where she even want to be somewhere in that predicament. So the fact that a woman even coming to your house lets you know that her interest level has to be at some point to where she wants to even put you in a position to fuck. Alright, women are not stupid, guys. They know that if they want to fuck, they know they got to put you in a position to where it can happen. So she's going to come over your house. What she's basically saying is, I don't want to take account for you fucking me. All right? I don't want you to think I do this all the time. All right? And what she's going to do is she's going to come over, she's going to play coy. And like, oh, you put the moves on me. I didn't mean for that to happen. All right? So that's the thing with that, guys. Women want to play coy. And they also want you to respect them. See, beta males or most men don't understand shit. So when that woman does that, they instantly go in their little pea brain thinking like, well, this bitch must do this shit all the time. Alright, that's how beta males think. Alright, which it might be true, but who gives a fuck? Alright, so that's why women gotta put up this little stupid ass game and shit, cause beta males been brainwashed and all this other bullshit that if a woman, she must be doing it for everybody. Alright, guys, so if a woman coming over to your house, please understand, unless you don't know how to close the deal, if a woman don't want to fuck, she's not going to put you in a position where you can fuck. Alright, she'll think, why don't we go dancing, why don't we go shoot pool, anything but some damn fucking. Alright, guys, she just don't want it to be her fault. She wants you to respect her. She wants you to think you did something. Motherfucker, you ain't did nothing. She gonna put on her sexy panties that night. She gonna clean her ass real good, hopefully. Hopefully. Some of them still don't give a shit, but hopefully. She gonna clean her ass real good. And she gonna come over there and she gonna play that dog and pony show for 30 to 45 minutes before she let you have your way and fuck the shit out of. That's just what women do, guys. Alright, and quite frankly, I don't blame her. With the stigma how men act and shit like this, and the way how simple men think that, oh, she must do this for everybody. Listen, you can see why women want to present themselves as such a challenge and not easy, because most guys are just plain flat out stupid and naive. All right, guys? So that's the reason for that, guys. So when y'all guys get that, just say, hey, we're going to have a couple glasses of wine. We're going to watch TV. Just in the case, going to chill. Make your move. She going to stop you because she don't want you to think you eat. She wants you to think you seduced her. That's what she wants you. You ain't seduced shit. All right, guys? So that's how that works, guys. All right, guys. But remember, the internal attributes is what get you the ass. The external attributes is what attract the ass, what'll get you the phone number, get you the date. The internal attributes is what close the fucking deal. All right, seduction. And no, I'm not finna seduce my goddamn self on this goddamn some of you guys, I swear for God, I think y'all want me to go get a blow-up doll and seduce the damn doll and finger-fuck the doll right here on camera. I swear for God, some of you guys creep the shit out of me. I don't understand it. But seduce, that's tonality, guys. Your voice pitch, your mouthpiece, what you're saying out your mouth, eye contact, all that type of shit. Masculine frame. You can't seduce a masculine bitch, all right? If you're not holding a masculine frame, if you acting feminine like a little cornball and shit, watch how masculine the female act. Watch how she be all acting all goofy and, you know, talking all, you know, deep voice and shit like that. You can't seduce nobody like that. That's where the masculine frame comes in there, guys. All right? And if you got it, humor. But as we all know, humor is all really dictated off of what the woman interest level is. Alright, so that's that, guys. Alright, like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holler back.